This is KJZZ's SUNUP, your daily news update from Phoenix, the state, and the region. Good morning, I'm Bruce Drummond. Phil is away. This podcast is a daily digest of the news events in Arizona as reported by the KJZZ news team. Welcome to Wednesday. It's December 17th. As we roll over the hump this week, let's check the news. Republican officials are the latest party leaders contesting a decision by Arizona's top election officer to approve the Arizona Independent Party's name change. From the politics team, Wayne Schutzky reports.
The Republican National Committee and Republican Party of Arizona filed a lawsuit claiming Democratic Secretary of State Adrian Fontes did not have the authority to approve a request to officially rename the state's No Labels Party as the Arizona Independent Party. It is the third lawsuit challenging the decision, following filings by Arizona Democrats and the Citizens Clean Elections Commission. Like those other groups, the Republican plaintiffs argue Fontes did not have the authority to approve the change, because there is no language in state law specifically addressing how a party can change its name. In their lawsuit, Republicans claim the change would disadvantage GOP candidates by making it easier for independents to qualify for the ballot. Wayne Schutzky, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
The Pentagon is escalating its review of Arizona Senator and Naval veteran Mark Kelly into an official command investigation. Also from the politics team, Cameron Sanchez reports.
The Pentagon is reviewing comments made by Kelly alongside other Democratic lawmakers with service and intelligence backgrounds, reminding active duty military members to defy illegal orders. On Monday, the Defense Department announced Kelly is now under a command investigation for, quote, serious allegations of misconduct. In a video posted to social media Monday evening, Kelly called the investigation an abuse of power.
What I don't trust is Donald Trump and Pete Hegseth, who have already shown they will stop at nothing and corrupt any process to make an example out of me.
Command investigations can lead to a variety of actions, including court-martialing. Kelly said the investigation and comments about him by President Trump have led to an increase in death threats against him and his family. Cameron Sanchez, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
A high-stakes conference to hash out a sustainable future for the dwindling Colorado River is underway this week in Las Vegas. Negotiators from the Seven River Basin states missed a critical deadline last month for agreeing on how to conserve the river's water. Scott Franz reports.
This Thursday, all the negotiators from Colorado to Arizona will sit at the same table in a ballroom at Caesar's Palace. Talks about the river's future were so tense at last year's conference, negotiators didn't convene together. They held separate events for the upper and lower basins. River negotiation updates will headline the conference, but there will also be talks on how states are using new technology to conserve water. One panel will focus on innovative conservation ideas from Native American tribes looking to protect the river.
That's reporter Scott Franz. A citizen petition set to be considered today calls for changes to the Phoenix Ethics Commission. Officials are recommending the city council send the petition to the commission when it meets next month. Matthew Casey reports.
The petition alleges that the current system for handling ethics complaints is inequitable and inaccessible. It cites 21 unidentified complaints having been tabled at the commission's last meeting, citing a requirement that complaints first be notarized. According to city officials, those 21 inquiries were all of the complaints the commission has received since it was formed in 2024. The citizen petition calls for nixing a requirement that complaints be delivered in person during business hours, and the petition seeks to strike language warning of a fine for frivolous complaints. Matthew Casey, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
Congresswoman Adelita Grijalva says she's still waiting for answers about a protest against ICE in Tucson that ended with the use of tear gas and pepper spray. From the Fronteras desk in Tucson, Elisa Resnick has more.
ICE, Border Patrol, and other federal agencies made 46 arrests across southern Arizona last Friday in a series of raids on businesses and homes. Among them was a local Mexican restaurant in Tucson where protesters gathered to try and stop ICE vehicles from leaving. Video from the protest shows Grijalva, journalists, and protesters being hit with pepper spray by federal agents. Grijalva says Arizona's Democratic delegation in D.C. are now calling for an investigation.
Yeah, we requested that House and Senate Homeland Security committees investigate this troubling pattern of like abusive conduct and obstruction of independent journalism and congressional oversight.
In a letter, the lawmakers asked Congress to investigate DHS's use of force policies and host a public hearing about the impact to communities and journalists. Alisa Resnick, KJZZ News, Tucson.
Senator Ruben Gallego is calling on the Department of Veterans Affairs to cancel plans to eliminate tens of thousands of jobs. Here's Wayne Schutzky again.
The Washington Post reported earlier this week that the department circulated a memo indicating it planned to nix up to 35,000 mostly unfilled healthcare positions, including doctors and nurses. 358 of those positions are in Phoenix. In a letter to VA Secretary Doug Collins, Gallego said the cuts would exacerbate existing issues, citing surveys by the VA's Office of Inspector General that found its medical centers were having trouble filling jobs. He says cutting the positions would harm veterans by causing delays in care and asked Collins to provide more information on the exact type and number of affected positions. A VA spokesman told the Post that 26,000 of the unfilled positions were mostly COVID-era roles that are no longer necessary. Wayne Schutzky, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
Last month, Navajo Nation President Boone Nigrin was served an ethics complaint outlining financial allegations and calling for his immediate removal. As Gabriel Petrorazio reports, Nigrin's former chief of staff has received one, too.
Patrick Sandoval stepped down in March for medical reasons. Now special prosecutor Kyle Naback accuses him of soliciting and accepting gifts and loans of more than $10,000 for himself and Nigrin from Innovative Electric, a New Mexico company seeking payment in excess of $500,000 from the executive branch. As for Sandoval, in a statement to KJZZ, he claims to have never been notified. Sandoval first learned about it over the weekend through what he calls a prejudicial news release from the Navajo Nation Council. When asked to provide a copy of that complaint, the special prosecutor did not. Gabriel Pietrazio, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
The Arizona Attorney General's Office has announced a multi-state settlement with Hyundai and Kia, ending a legal challenge that alleged the car manufacturers failed to install standard anti-theft devices in their vehicles. Greg Haney has more.
The suit claimed that Hyundai and Kia chose not to include anti-theft engine immobilizing technology in millions of vehicles dating back to 2011 models. In 2021, viral videos on TikTok showed some of the cars were susceptible to theft with just the use of a USB cable. An AG spokesperson says almost 200,000 affected vehicles were sold in Arizona. The new settlement means all affected cars can get an ignition cylinder protector upgrade for free. People whose vehicles were stolen may be eligible for up to $4,500 in compensation. Hyundai and Kia agreed to equip all future vehicles with engine immobilizing anti-theft tech. Greg Haney, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
In the wake of the Bondi Beach terrorist attack in Australia, Phoenix police are having patrol officers make regular checks with synagogues and other local houses of worship. Sergeant Lorraine Fernandez says this is a normal police response when they see violence to any particular community. The shooting attack at Bondi Beach specifically targeted Jewish people.
Just in case there's anything that we need to be aware of, anything suspicious that's going on, we're also asking them to document those incidents so they can be reported on our end and we can keep an eye on anything, hopefully, before anything could possibly happen.
Phoenix police say in a statement there is no known local threat, but increased patrols are underway. In sports, college basketball. Winners of seven of their last eight games, the ASU men head to Los Angeles to play their former Pac-12 rival UCLA. The Sun Devils are 9-2 so far this season. That game tips off tonight at 8:30 Arizona time. And in the pros, the Suns are hoping to get back on the winning track and break a two-game losing streak. They're hosting the Golden State Warriors tomorrow. The Suns have lost six of their last nine games, and they're now 14-12 on the NBA season. And that's it for this Wednesday edition of KJZZ's SUNUP, Arizona's morning news podcast for December 17th. I'm Bruce Drummond. Thanks for being here today, and we'll do this again tomorrow.